Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The threat of jail time for actor Alec Baldwin has disappeared after his involuntary manslaughter case was dismissed. Judge Mary Marlowe Summers cited prosecutorial misconduct in not providing as evidence some of the bullets from the movie set where a cinematographer was shot and killed. More from CBS's Elise Preston in Santa Fe.
The ammunition surfaced years after the shooting, but was never tested to see if it matched live rounds found on set. Now, jurors were supposed to hear from the movie's armorer, who was already convicted for involuntary manslaughter, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. And this was dramatic up until the very moment. We even saw prosecutor Carrie Morrissey call herself to the stand to walk the judge through what happened with the ammunition. We learned just minutes ago the reason why her co-counsel was not there to question her was because she resigned earlier this afternoon while the hearings were going on.
The case cannot be refiled against Baldwin. President Biden is on the campaign trail in battleground Michigan with a boisterous rally in Detroit.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
We're going to stop Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Let's get this done.
Yeah.
Information about nearly all AT&T customers was hacked over a six-month period in 2022. CBS News correspondent Joe Link Kent spoke with security expert Chris Krebs.
Does having this kind of information from this hack make it easier for bad guys to scam customers?
It certainly makes it possible for these bad guys or whoever has the information to correlate that number with an individual and then map their patterns of life.
AT&T said the compromised metadata does not contain the content of calls or texts or personal information of customers, like social security numbers, but scammers.
They can correlate who you are and your phone number with your bank, with your relationships, and that can be used both to commit fraud against you and identity theft, but also blackmail.
Fresh from the NATO summit in Washington, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to shore up U.S. support against the Russian invasion, speaking at the National Governors Association summer meeting in Salt Lake City.
This is one of the most transparent battles between good and evil of our time. It's clear that Ukraine has done nothing wrong before God and people, and all the pain our country suffers is only the result of Russia's.
A good week on Wall Street, and on Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index reached a new record high in Friday trading, again surpassing the 40,000 mark milestone. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A recent poll shows how older voters view the race for president. Mike Moan reports.
The poll in this crucial battleground state, released by AARP, was conducted right after the first debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Trump now leads Biden by 6 percentage points among voters 18 and up, according to this new survey. Pollster Bob Ward helped lead the effort, and he points out that a very high percentage of voters 50 and older are extremely motivated to cast their ballot, more so than younger populations.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block in the electorate.
83% of voters 50 and older said a candidate's position on Social Security is very important in shaping their vote. Medicare was at 72%. More than 1,000 likely voters around Wisconsin were interviewed, with an oversampling of nearly 450 likely voters past the age of 50. The age of the leading presidential candidates is dominating national rhetoric about the election, but Ward emphasizes that under this poll, voters strongly indicate they're not too happy about their economic situation.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Despite a strong jobs market, economic factors like inflation and rising prices were cited as a key concern among older adults. Ward says it appears President Biden is taking the blame for that sentiment, but overall, both candidates are not looked at favorably. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows mid-60s. Staying warm, a little muggy. Mostly sunny and warm for tomorrow, high temps into the low 80s. Then some showers and storms possible Saturday night into Sunday. A few of those storms could be strong. Humid, high 90. It's 67 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Nightline with Peach Wabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. New Mexico Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer permanently dismissed the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin, citing prosecutorial misconduct over withholding evidence. Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey disagrees.
I'm disappointed because I believe that the importance of the evidence was misconstrued by the defense attorneys.
President Biden spent Thursday evening whipping up a crowd in Detroit.
Wall Street didn't build this country. You did, the working people and the middle class built this country. And unions built the middle class.
A major data breach occurred at AT&T between May and October 2022. Records for most of 109 million customers were hacked.
AT&T is cooperating with law enforcement and notified the FBI. The Justice Department says the disclosure, quote, would pose a substantial risk to national security and public safety.
CBS's Joe Ling Kent. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers upset by the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Washington Nationals last night, 5-2 at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. The Nationals able to snap a five-game losing streak. Brewers right-hander Freddie Peralta struggled, giving up 4 runs on 10 hits through 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I mean, I think Freddie made a few mistakes, but I thought generally he threw the ball good. And, you know, they just lost 5 in a row, so they're kind of hungry to win, and they put some balls in play. And, yeah, and their starter did a nice job to keep us at bay.
The Nationals' Jackson Rutledge held Milwaukee to just 3 hits on 2 walks over 4 2/3 innings in his first ever Major League start. A familiar face, Jesse Winker, who struggled last year with the Brewers, crushed a home run 403 feet to right center field, his 11th home run of the year. He also drove in a run with an RBI double. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis. Chicago's now won 5 in a row. The Reds got past the Marlins 7-4. Pirates over the White Sox 4-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows mid-60s. Staying warm, a little muggy. Mostly sunny and warm for tomorrow, high temps into the low 80s. Then some showers and storms possible Saturday night into Sunday. A few of those storms could be strong. Humid, high 90. It's 67 right now.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. app. Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find ya. And you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Raise a little thing, all up. 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 special place.
Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.